Today we celebrate the fourth week of Advent, and in a few days we'll be celebrating the birth of Jesus. And today's gospel takes us back 9 months ago, the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and gives her the opportunity to be the Christ-bearer, to be the Mother of God. And there's two mysteries that we hear of in today's gospel reading. The first mystery is that of the Incarnation, that Christ comes to live among us. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we needed to be reconciled with God so that we may have eternal life. And so God humbled himself to come in the form of humanity. Jesus was both human and divine, and it was very humbling for him to come and live among us in humanity. But he also showed us of how we are to live a happy and fulfilling life by following his teachings and living as he taught us by his example. And the second great mystery that we learn from today's gospel reading is that of our salvation. That salvation is not just merely an act by God, but requires our cooperation. Because if it didn't require our cooperation, we wouldn't have free will. We have the free will to follow the Lord or to turn from the Lord, which is sin. But our salvation requires our cooperation. And we see that in Mary's announcement and in her words with the angel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And what is her response? I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be unto me unto your will. And Mary had the free will to say no. She could have said, this is just too much for me. I'm just overwhelmed. I don't see how I can be a good mother for this baby Jesus. She could have come up with 101 excuses that she was being inconvenienced. She was engaged to Joseph. Her and Joseph were dreaming of their life together. How many children are we going to have? How are we going to bring them up? What are they going to be when they grow up? Many of these things she was pondering with Joseph of how their life was going to be. But the angel came and gave her this opportunity. And Mary, as a holy young woman, embraced it because she had a relationship with God and her Jewish faith. And through that relationship, she knew that God was wonderful and wise, and anything that the Lord would ask her to do would bring honor and glory to him and make her life more rich and fulfilling. And so today's gospel, we're all being asked to open our hearts to when we're inconvenienced, to always open our hearts to what the Lord desires for us. Because sometimes good things come out of our inconvenience, or good things can happen because we're open. And it kind of brought me back to my own seminary journey, which I've shared with you, but I was discerning it in my late 40s. And when I was looking up to see how many years I'd have to study to become a priest, and I saw 6 years, and I thought, oh Lord, I'm in my late 40s. By the time I'm ordained, I'm going to be old. I'm already old, but I'm going to be older. And with that came challenges of interacting with people half my age, of taking final exams, which many of the college students among us and high school students among us have just completed, but to do that 12 times is a lot. And I didn't look forward to that at all. But by the grace of God, I made it through that. Because when the Lord is with us, anything is possible. The Lord never leads us where he will not sustain us. And that's my message for all of us here today, to step out in faith, to always be open as Mary was open, because the Lord desires to do great things within each of us. Some will be more grandiose than others, but they all are great and they all are necessary. And at times we can feel overwhelmed, especially this Christmas season that we're going to approach, because we're used to having family and friends coming from near and far to join us. And many of our tables will be very small this year. But to remain hopeful and to remain focused on the Lord, who he will do good things through all of us, that he desires us to be faithful as Mary was faithful, that he desires us to be open as Mary was open, that he may use us and stir within our hearts, that we may grow and that we may prosper and that we may share the gifts and the talents that he's given to each of us in a unique way with each other. So as our Advent comes to an end in the next few days, I ask that we're all open to receiving what the Lord desires to share with us, to be open to receive it, and then open to share it with others, because he desires to come to each of us in a unique, special way and to use us. But again, we always have free will. We can always turn away or turn to. And sometimes we have to lean into it, even when we're uncomfortable, but to always lean into it and to be open for what the Lord desires to share with us. And we all have a fruitful last few days of Advent.